Hello, gorgeous people, and welcome back to another episode of What Is This Feeling? A podcast where I talk about everything gay, theater, drag, spirituality, and sex. My name is Piotr, and I'm a Pisces, and this week we're going to talk about bored. Being bored, feeling bored, boring, boredom. You will hear it all this week in What Is This Feeling? Before we tap into the definition of it, I am feeling a little bit under the weather today. My throat feels a bit weird. I'm on it with the strep sores and the Lemsips. But that remind me of when I was sick when I was younger. And the first 2 days were amazing. Love it. On the couch with a duvet, watching films. Ooh, love it. But then the third and fourth day, I would get so bored. Because mentally, you get there. Mentally, you're like, I can do it. I would like to do some things, but your body's like, hey babe, not yet, not yet. And then that phase of mentally being okay, but your body is like, no, not yet. That's where the boredom starts in, because you can't do what you would like to do. Now, I looked up the definition of being bored just to stay on the right track. It says, feeling weary and impatient because one is unoccupied or lacks interest in one's current activity. It's like zoning out. It's like, I've had enough, it doesn't add anything to my life, and I'm zoning out. Which can happen with anything. And this is why I find it quite interesting. So when I was younger, I really enjoyed going to school. And I really enjoyed learning things, and that has all to do with, I think, my upbringing with just being appreciating school things. And when I was bored, I would do something. When I was bored as a child and I said, I'm bored, my parents said, you need to do something. Do this, do that, go play here, go play there, like almost fill it in. So from a young age, I was never like, oh, I'm bored, I can't, I'm just, you know, I always felt I had to fill it in and do something. And with going to school, literally every subject I was like interested in, I'm not sure if that was just me interested because I learned that I had to be active during class. Because looking back, I wish I was that kind of person that was like, I'm really bored now, I don't know why I'm doing this. It's not completely true, because I had times where I had that. I loved French. I had French for six, seven years, and I loved it. I loved the language, and at one point we had a teacher, and we got like a little workbook, and every week we had to learn 20 French words, 20 new French words. The first couple of weeks was like, oh, this is nice, this is fun, I'm actually learning things. And then at one point, you're like, I'm learning ridiculous words that I would never use. And then I got bored. I just got so bored with learning 20 words in French and then having a test every week, being examined if you can write them from French to French to Dutch and then from Dutch to French. I remember, I still have a spot on my leg because I was learning from that little booklet and I had a pen in my hand and I got so frustrated because it was just weird, you know, learning 20 French words every week for a whole year. And I got a bit irritated by it. So I hit the middle of the book with my pencil, but it went through the book because it was a small book. And it hit my leg, and I still, to this day, I've got a little spot from that pencil where I hit my skin. Yeah, bored. Yeah, very bored. So what is the state of being boring? What's the state of being boring? What state of being bored? I feel there is a kind of flow that is just not there. That is just nothing mentally active or physically active that you're like, oh, would like to do something. Is it the same as being relaxed and chilled? I think if you are chilled and relaxed, I think you're still kind of content. And sometimes I feel when you're bored, it's a bit like you would like to do something, but you're bored. That's how I view being bored, but maybe it's different for other people. What do you feel your boredom is? Please let me know in the comments below. So one of the things that where I get bored nowadays is sometimes on a night out, I usually drink until a certain point, and I'm like, if people get another round of drinks, I usually get like a soft drink, and that really depends on my mood. Sometimes I get another drink, sometimes I don't. But when I stop drinking, I sometimes can get in a mode of being bored, and I get conscious where I am, and I'm like, I'd rather be home, and I'm feeling in kind of a stop on my flow. A bit like, yeah, I'm just standing here and I think I just want to go home, and I get a bit bored of all the people and the music around me. Maybe because also that's my social clock is like ticking a little bit. I'm a Pisces, so I do like to enjoy a bit of my self time. But yeah, maybe there's something more to do with social than being proper bored.
My pulse is rushing. My head is reeling. My face is flushing. What is this show?
Boring. Now, so what is boring? What does, if you go to theater, what is boring theater? What is a boring performance? Is it something to do with your taste? Are you zoned out very quickly when you see a certain performance? For example, I remember I went to a ballet back in the Netherlands like years ago, and it was a contemporary ballet show, and it was a two hour long show, and I got a little bit bored at some point, but there was a full live orchestra that you could see. I was in like the dress circle and I could see all the strings play, and it was like a massive orchestra and it was really good. So from being bored, I was looking for something else to occupy because I was like, I can't leave. I'm not going to leave now because it's like, you know, a prestige ballet company that is on the stage now. So I'm not going to just squeeze out. What sometimes gets me bored in a performance is, I think when the actor is not getting to me. I've seen shows where there's people singing amazingly and I get swept away by the vocals, but sometimes, even when the vocals are good, I just need that little bit of extra, that little bit of acting, that little bit of like selling me the character and selling me the story that you need to grip me with. Yeah. I saw Sunset Boulevard, which was incredible. Loved it. Such a cool new version. Very abstract, minimalistic, cool. Nicole Scherzinger is amazing. Scherzinger. Shishkebab. And the only thing I didn't really enjoy, and that's when I felt I was get bored and I felt I was like zoning out, which was the beginning. It was literally the first kind of 10 minutes. Because it was so stripped down, it needed a bit of character to grip you from the beginning. So for example, it was directed to do all the lines straightforward, not to each other, straightforward to the audience to, you know, accomplish the hard and unpersonal unsocialness of Hollywood. Of that it is a business, and I totally get that, but for me it set up the show a bit. I don't know, I didn't got drawn to it because I felt a bit like, oh, this is a bit unpersonal. But it absolutely got me from the credits. When the credits starts playing, it was amazing. But yeah, even though it's not, it wasn't bad directing, it was incredible directing, but for me I didn't got connected. Maybe that's what I wanted. I wanted to connect straight away with what's happening on stage, and because I didn't connect, because that's what they want to convey with what they were doing, so they succeeded and they've made me feel a certain way. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah, I take it back in a way. And when does it become boring for you as an actor? Now, I've had it before when I did a lot of shows and it became a routine and I felt not really that it got boring, it just didn't excite me anymore, which could be boring. And it's interesting because when I was in a tour in Germany, we had a different theatre every day. So that kept it fresh and that didn't, you know, it kept your mind active. And I think for both sides, if you see someone perform and see an actor walk from A to B and just doing what the director has said, doing what the choreographer has said, and just, you know, just doing it instead of living it, then absolutely it can be bored, for even for an audience to watch it, because you want that excitement, you want that light, you want that energy. And as an actor, you've got the same. You need to keep it fun and exciting for yourself. And even if you're in a long-running show, you need to keep it fun, you need to keep it excited for yourself, otherwise it's gonna get boring.
Welcome to the Zen Garden.
Yeah, like I said, with when you're bored, there's no flow. When you're bored, it's just like you're just floating around and just like, mwah. But for example, when I do spiritual stuff, if that's meditation, any card readings, there is a flow, there is a concentration, there's an activity, there is a kind of literally a flow of energy and a flow of things. And I think one of the things, I don't know if you can label it as boring, but for example, I've had a meditation before. I think halfway through or like 20 minutes in, I'm like, I felt the energy just zoning out a little bit and to be like, okay, I think we are done. And sometimes I'm like waiting, if it's a guided meditation, I'm just like waiting to get it over with. I'm like, I'm just going to turn it off now. So sometimes I get a little bit bored if I feel I am already there when the concentration is done, when the energy stops flowing, I know I'm done. Yeah, and when you're bored, is it that you are mentally a bit tired? Is it just like, this is too much, I'm getting a bit bored? Or is it proper like, this subject that person is talking about, or this whole person, I am not into and I'm not living for it, and the universe is not aligned now for me to have this in my life? Is that what boredom is? Just putting it out there. I'm still a bit confused about boredom, about boredness, boring, bored. I do have a little bit of a trigger. I have it only in my life with a couple of people where I would tell a story and they let me know that it's not like an exciting story. Not that they're saying that they're getting bored or that they, you know, but I've had it before when people, even if it's a joke, to be like, oh, well, that's an interesting story. And then I get a little bit triggered because I almost feel like I don't want to be seen as boring. I don't want to be seen as kind of vanilla. There will be such like a weird kind of, I don't know, scary thing that like, if you would talk to someone and they would find you boring, and even saying this now already triggers me a little bit. But yeah, maybe it also becomes from that I would like to the other person to have a nice time, to have a good time and have a like, enjoy me and what I'm saying or like what they are saying. So yeah, I think maybe that's the reason why I get a bit triggered when someone says to me that I'm boring, which never happened, but it's just, yeah, in my head. Yeah, and what makes someone boring? What makes a situation boring? Is it literally your concentration? Is it literally a subject that you have no interest in? Like, I don't like football, and the second I see it somewhere, I am bored because I'm not living for it. So I think that has something to do with what your interests are and what you think you can get out of it. You know, I know people who don't like seeing plays because it's just very wordy and, you know, can be just, I don't want to say boring, but it can be just very boring. So I think it's just a very personal feeling, decision, choice. If you get triggered or bored by something that you just don't like, is it repetition? Is it literally just like, I already know this, I've already heard this story, I'm bored, I'm going to be zoned out in a second? And what do you get out of boredom? What do you get out of being bored? Because, like I said, the whole thing about, you know, having a nice life is just having a flow, going from here to there, having a bit of feeling here, a bit of emotion there, a bit of relaxness here, a bit, you know, a little bit of everything. And it almost feels like boredom, boringness is just like, oh, I'm just, meh, you know? It's like you're just in the middle with not thinking or not actively being doing something, if that's physical or mentally, but also thinking, I don't want to do anything. It's a bit like procrastinating, maybe, but then when I procrastinate, I would like to do something. So when it's a tricky one. I thought it was, it's a bit of a tricky one. I don't think I can properly put my finger on it, what boredom is. Yeah. Because even if you don't want to do anything, that triggers boredomness very quickly. So, from experience, I know that when someone on an app, a chat, I haven't really had it in real life, but when someone says, I am bored, they are horny. Oh, yes. I've had it many times when someone says, oh yeah, I'm just at home bored, which just means they are off their face with being horny. No, they can be bored as well. But if you are on a dating app and you say that to someone, what are you up to? I'm just bored. I have been bored during sex before. I've been questioning myself and the world during sex before. I have made grocery lists during sex. Yeah, you have sex and it goes differently than what you expect if that was with a certain someone or a situation or what you actually are doing, then you can be like, oh, this is not really what I expected, but it's happening right now. But I feel I'm zoning out. And what is that again? It is an episode of questioning. I need to ask myself lots of questions, because otherwise I can't get to the bottom of what boredom is, what being bored is. And I think it's just the whole personality. It's your whole character. It's what, you know, things excite you in life and things don't excite you in life. And when you do the things that don't excite you in life, I feel you get bored. And I bet that could, like, change over the years, because, you know, when you were younger, you get, like, bored very easily at, like, family gatherings and, you know, gatherings, family, like, birthday parties and, like, dinners and stuff. You get so bored when you hear adults talk about work and, like, about stuff. So it is interesting that when you grow up now, you're like, oh, I am that person that talks about work and talks about other stuff, and it's not boring anymore because I understand things now. I did remember I was dating a guy, I think it was about for 3 months in total, and I think I was in a point in my life where I was just fine. Where I just, you know, worked a bit and then I would see him a couple of times and then everything was just very kind of easy and just, you know, exciting sometimes. But nothing really made it to like another level or another kind of, you know, it just stayed that way. And I, looking back, if I would be in that same kind of dating situation now, I think I would be quite bored, because I think mentally I'm just nicely active and I think I was quite laid back in the 3 months that I was dating that person. And I think when I asked to do bring her to the next level, he was like, no, I don't want that. And I was like, yeah, which is fair. Because, like, it was so kind of relaxed what we had. So when eventually he was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to choose for my family. I want to spend more time with my family, so I can't see you anymore. I was like, yeah, you know what? Like, it's fine. It's okay. I don't mind an excuse like this, so it's fine. Yeah, so when it comes to guys, what is a boring person? Is it what they do in bed? And I can't get to a point because I don't know where to focus this boredomness on. Because it's so personal. Some people think it's boring how someone looks. I would like to see someone's personality through how they are, how they look, even how their body is. Like, I don't want to know that you have a gym pass and that's the only thing that I can see. I want to see you. I want to see, like, what you know, who you are when you're standing naked in front of me. And I think sometimes repeating things can be very boring. I'm talking back to myself so much because there's a lot of things that when things are repeated, I love things being repeated. I think I need to take a step back and just try to channel a bit of boredomness, a bit of being bored, and then trying to find what I'm actually want to say. Oh, you know what? The key is just to keep it personal, as in, what do I find boring? And I find it really boring when people don't try new things. When they have a relationship of, I don't know, 30 years, and they don't try new things, and they're complaining about stuff. And I think that's really boring, if you don't try any new things, and to see how much you have changed over the year, and how much your partner has changed over the year. What I also find boring is when people try and like the mass, when they like the overhyped thing, when they like one person who is like in the picture. I want to know what you like. I want to know what you excites you, and I don't want to know just because other people like someone or like a certain person or a body type. That's why you like it. No, I want to know what you like. And then it gets exciting. And then I'm gonna not be bored because I'm a very sensitive person. So if you tell me something, I can see what you mean and not what you say. And that's a bit of a double-ended sword. So if someone says, oh my God, I love Zac Efron. And I can only hear, oh, because everybody loves Zac Efron, because it's like a safe choice, because everybody would love Zac Efron. Like, I hear that instead of like, oh, I find this person very attractive. Does that make sense? I hope this podcast wasn't as boring. I felt it was quite confusing for me and what I wanted to achieve with being bored. Maybe I was just a bit like doing too much instead of channeling my inner boredness. Oh well, on that note, we're going to pull a card. Bing, bing, boom. I am going to pull a card from Kyle Gray's deck, which is called the Angel Guide Oracle deck. And this card is for you for this week when the podcast comes out. Thank you so much, angels, for guiding us. Thank you so much for the messages that you gave to us. And this message is what my listeners need to hear this week. And it is honesty and communication. Yes, very peaceful, very settling down. Instead of the honesty to other people, focus on honesty towards yourself. To be like, stay true to yourself. Be true to yourself. As in, don't lie to yourself. This popped out in the little booklet. They just want you to know that when you speak with honesty, you attract experiences that lovingly reflect who you really are. Here we go. Lovely people, thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions for me, if you have any topics you want me to do, any juicy questions for me, please message me on What Is This Feeling Podcast on Instagram. You can send me a message, send me a voice note, do whatever you like. And for now, thank you so much for listening. Listen to your feelings. Your feelings are valid. You are valid. Have an amazing week. Doeep.